5-liter 2011 F-150 with 365 horsepower. Check out the 2011 Super Duty. The 6.7-liter turbocharged diesel has best-in-class towing and payload capacity. Now, stop by any New Mexico Ford dealer through April 16th and get a pair of show tickets while supplies last, just for taking a test drive in a new Ford at your New Mexico Ford dealer.
Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a very special broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to welcome all the buyers, sellers, renters, homeowners, and real estate brokers who are tuning into the show today. I'd also like to say a quick hello to my special in-studio guest who is joining us for another program, the famous Kathy Roberts, Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate,
Kathy. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. It's a great day.
Well, it's a delight to have you. And in a few minutes, Kathy and I are going to be tackling a variety of real estate issues that you've told us that you want to hear about. And one thing I want to bring to everyone's attention is that today is the 145th anniversary of the founding of the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, otherwise known as the ASPCA. So in the spirit of being kind to animals, I suggest that everyone take a moment, give a little pat on the head to that four-legged, feathered, or amphibious critter who brings you happiness every single day. I also invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And check out all of these stellar companies. And one of these companies, El Aroma Carpet and Tile Cleaning, is ready, willing, and able, as we say in real estate, to provide you with information on a range of services that they offer. So consider giving Joel Esparza a call at his office at 501-1748. Again, that's 501-1748. And as always, if you want to send your own real estate comments and questions today, just drop me an email. And again, my email address is rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com. Now, we have a lot going on with the show today, so to kick things off, we want to get some state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew, among other things, April 10th is National Encourage a Young Writer Day. Now, I know that you're a good writer, and for argument's sake today, I'm going to recognize that you're also young in spirit. So with that, I'd like to encourage you to share some useful information with the listeners. Sorry for that introduction. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, gee whiz. I'm going to take this opportunity today to rant a bit. I don't know. I've talked for several weeks about the changes that were about to happen in loan officer, that's me, compensation. Well, they were put off for 5 days, then enacted on April 5th, and there's nary a whisper of the result in any of the press. If I were a potential borrower, as most of you listening are, I would be outraged and would be asking questions. The Federal Reserve rule that was enacted prohibits my getting paid based on rate. On the surface, that shouldn't seem like a problem, but dig down and you see how the consumer, you, is getting hurt. I can still make a 0.1% on a loan, which is what I usually make, but I'm not able to give special borrowers or special situations any concession. For example, Ray, if you come to me with an $800,000 loan, I don't need to make 1%, and I might be willing to get the loan for 0.5%. The Federal Reserve says I can't do that. I have to quote a rate that has a fixed payment built into it. And with a lot of lenders, there's a built-in rebate to me of 1.5% when I only want to make 1%. I can't change this. The bottom line to this, and the other regulations that seem to be rolling headlong towards this, is that in the name of regulation, the consumer is going to suffer and nobody seems to care. In the last year, with increased regulation and oversight, the mortgage business seems to have operated on a higher level with a lot less abuse. I'd say that most of the problems of abuse in the past have subsided. These new rules tighten a noose around the neck of a perpetrator that's already dead. This is arcane business, obviously, but the result is not a kinder and gentler world for the consumer. Rates have already moved up because of this, and I can sense that the worst is yet to come. If you're at all interested, dig around on the Internet. Look at Reg Z. Look at the Dodd-Frank bill. Ask questions.
Well, as you said, you're going to rant a little bit today, and you did a good job of that. But useful information. So I guess the obvious question that a listener might have, a consumer, someone who's going to be taking out a loan, is what can I do under these circumstances as an individual?
You can't right now, but you can write to your congressman, write to your senator, talk to people, figure out what's going on. This isn't really a good thing for the consumer.
Mm. Well, Andrew, I guess thank you for bringing that news to our attention. No, actually, it's very good for people to be informed, and that's what we like to do here on All Things Real Estate. Andrew Hoffman, advisor to the show, thank you so much. Why don't we maybe drill down a little bit more next week as well on some other sort of corollary circumstances that come from this new legislation, all right?
Indeed. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I want to welcome back again Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. It's always nice to have her on the show. I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related products and services. Now, Kathy, I'm actually doing this for you as well. Among other things, April is National Humor Month, that's humor, as well as Stress Awareness Month. Now, since you always
that's a good combination.
Well, it is, and I'm going to tell you why it is, because you're always full of good humor when you come on the show, as evidenced right now, mm-hmm. and you bring a message that always reduces, certainly, the stress in my life, and certainly for that of the listeners. So I couldn't think of a better co-host to have on the show today than you.
Thank you.
Seriously, though, let's launch into a conversation today by talking about something that maybe could cause a little bit of stress for some people, and that is the looming tax day.
It's coming.
It is indeed. It's around the corner. At least we have an extra 3 days to get those checks if we have to the IRS. What suggestions, Kathy, do you have for people when it comes to filing their taxes and any trust-related matters that perhaps I ought to be thinking about?
Right now, I think everyone is thinking about everything to do with taxes, but if you have a trust, your timelines are the same. There are no different timelines for the trust than there are for you personally. And if you have to file your personal taxes, the same deadline.
Right.
So it's really important right now that everything is in the mail and all packaged up, or there's an extension. And for your trust, you can file an extension for your trust if you have to. If there's a document you haven't received yet, mm-hmm. or something of that sort, same rules apply there.
Well, and as the government always has as a disclaimer, yes, you can go for an extension, but if you owe taxes,
you got to pay.
They have to be actually in the mail by the 18th. And
that's right.
I always remind people it's good to get one of those little green cards that verifies that someone at the other end of the big labyrinth of the IRS
has received
your package.
We send everything at Santa Fe Trust this time of year to the IRS with a certified receipt. No questions asked.
Yeah, I think that's a smart thing to do. All right, so that's good counsel as far as the impending tax day coming up. Now, you wrote about it in our newsletter article, and I'm just going to send
I think that's the most beautiful newsletter.
Well, and I'm just going to mention this to the listeners. We are now being videotaped here in the studio. Now, this videotape will be archived, and you'll be able to pull it down and see the lovely Kathy Roberts face at some point. And if you can put up with my face, that's great, too. But anyway, I'm holding up a copy of our All Things Real Estate newsletter, which just came out. And Kathy, oops.
Well, they could edit that part out, right?
Yeah, no, that's actually live. They can't do that.
Oh.
In the newsletter article that you wrote this time, you talked about two things that are the language of trust.
Yes.
Why don't you review for the listeners what you were talking about, HIMSS and QPRT?
Yes, last time we talked a little bit about HIMSS, which is what goes into a basic trust, and that's health and education, maintenance, and support. And most basic trusts have that in there. A lot of education specific for children. Mm-hmm. And in those cases, sometimes it's better to make the contribution directly to the college is one of the things that your trustee will tell you,
right.
Especially if it's gifting from somebody who is outside of the trust and they want a gift, that can also be done. But then you go to QPERT, and that's where you come back into our arena of real estate, and that's your qualified personal residence, you know, trust that you can put your residence in or your vacation home in and still use it over a long amount of time, figure out how long that's going to be,
right.
And then it goes in, you know, it's in the trust. If it goes further than that, that you need to use it, you have to rent it back from the trust.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it gets it out of your taxable estate.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, later on in the show, we're going to talk about some of the legislation that's been was pending in the state legislature here, and there is a specific element to that legislation that did not pass.
Not this time, but I'm going to get it.
But you're optimistic, and look out. If Kathy Roberts is on your case as a legislator, you are in trouble in a good way, because she's talking about legislation that's only going to help and bring money to lots of people and help with the economy and all that. So we'll talk about that maybe later on in the program. But let's maybe speak for a moment about something that is near and dear to your heart. We've got about a minute here before we have to take a break, Kathy, and that is that on June 5th, you and I are going to be doing a remote broadcast, and we'll actually talk about this one more time during the show, but talk about what this event is all about and where it's going to be and who it's benefiting. I'm going to hold up some show and tell stuff.
Great. This event is going to be for the Fine Arts for Children and Teens. It's an organization that supplies art as an exposure to children, especially in the schools that can't afford it. It has after school classes, it has summer classes, and on June 5th, we'll be doing a remote broadcast from that location. There'll be kids there, there'll be ice cream, the opportunity for you to see what this great organization does. Now, this organization won the President's Committee for the Arts and Humanities National Arts and Humanities Youth Award from First Lady Michelle Obama.
And I'm, for the benefit of the listeners, I'm actually holding up a poster that's going to be on our video screen here.
That young woman's from Española.
This woman here in the middle, right next to Michelle Obama, is receiving the award. And anyway, this is an exciting event. I tell you what, Kathy, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to do another interview, but then we'll talk a little bit more about this special event on June 5th. So stay tuned here on All Things Real Estate. I have Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust. We'll be back in a minute. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch home site offers access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com. That's discovercanyonridge.com, or call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
This is Arnold Palmer. I've been blessed with good fortune for most of my life, but I know when it comes to preventing a serious illness, we all need to do the same important thing. Talk to your doctor about getting preventive screenings for heart disease, diabetes, certain types of cancer, and more. Early detection lets you get control of an illness before it gets too serious, so you can stay healthy, stay independent, and continue to do the things you love with the people you love. I know from my own experience that preventive screenings can save your life. They're simple, they're quick, and many are covered by Medicare. So talk to your doctors about which preventive screenings are right for you, and then take their advice. I'm certainly glad I did.
If you have Medicare, many preventive screening tests are covered. Talk to your doctor about the preventive benefits that are right for you. For more information, visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is what happens when Mike Malloy is on.
Wow, was that a state dinner at the White House for China's leader or what? Talk about celebrities. No, I don't mean the entertainers. I mean the capital's heavyweights. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Microsoft, Coca-Cola, Murdoch's wife. All were there to celebrate the rise of Chinese capitalism, the new boss, not the same old boss.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Mike Malloy, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk 1260 KTRC. Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today I have Kathy Roberts, the CEO and Chairman of Santa Fe Trust, in the studio with me. And we're talking about a number of trust-related issues. Before we go back into that conversation, I'd like to welcome Mike Plant, who is the co-managing partner of the very unique Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development in Chama, New Mexico. Now, among other notable titles, Mike is also the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves baseball team. And, you know, Mike, we're early into the season, but how are things looking for the team?
Well, you said it. It's early in the season. Working a few little kinks out here, but so far so good. We're I'm actually at the ballpark today, and we just went down a run to the Phillies, but a lot of baseball left today. So,
well, that's the good news. And again, it is we only have 9 games under our belt so far, right?
Exactly. We've got a really good team. We've got a good hitting team.
And you have a new manager. You have a new manager too.
Have a new manager. Yep, Freddie's been with our organization a little bit in the past, but he's kind of a chip off the old block of Bobby Cox, so we feel good about him.
That's great. Well, you know, Mike Plant has so many titles, Kathy Roberts, and you actually met Mike last month. I mean, he and I could spend like an entire afternoon on the radio just talking about all this stuff, but today we want to talk about something that's very near and dear to his heart and actually something that you experienced last month, Kathy, and that was we had a very successful event introducing the Santa Fe real estate and business communities to the fabulous Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development. So maybe a good place to start, Mike, is to remind the listeners what the Canyon Ridge experience is all about.
Well, glad to do that, and certainly taking a beautiful piece of real estate in northern New Mexico, and as I said before, the best development to least development, and that's really what our concept has been for the last 4 or 5 years, and that's to let the land and the beauty of it really dictate what people do there and not have anything artificial. It's 4,000 acres of a permanent conservation easement that will be with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and 4,000 acres is a vast amount of land when you're looking at the mountains, streams, and the rolling hills. So it's a place that I think would take people years to really get accustomed to and to spend, to be able to get to a point where you'd actually see all of it. But also provide a little bit of a modern amenity with a lodge and a small fitness center and equestrian and some outfitter cabins. And again, just create a community that very few will be able to take advantage of.
Yeah. And again, there are only 81 home sites that will be on the 6,000-acre development. And so those fortunate 81 families that do build there will be able to take advantage of fishing and hiking and mountain biking. And there will be an equestrian center. So lots of things that we'll be offering people through Canyon Ridge. And, Mike, I think maybe one of the things we want to tell the listeners about is that you guys have been working very hard at developing the infrastructure up at Canyon Ridge. And, in fact, you and I are going to be hosting some tours of the facility in the beginning in May. So why don't you talk a little bit about what people would experience if they were up there today?
Yeah, I think the tours, Ray, is certainly an opportunity for anyone to come up and spend a day on the ranch, which you really have to do, and it's about 6 to 8 hours, and as I said, it's a vast piece of land, and to see some of the amenities that we have planned and to get a feeling for the extensive infrastructure that's already been started for the last couple of years. We've put millions of dollars into that, and Certainly there's more to go, but I think I also want to say that with my partner Steve, he's not a developer either, and I say that not in a negative way, but I say it in a very positive way, is that we've had this vision, and it's a passion of ours, and I know I'm going to live there, and certainly it's one that has, I want to give people confidence that we're here for the long haul, and what we're offering people is something that's going to be around for a long time. So I think going up there and, again, spending the day on a ranch and putting you on some rangers with us and basically making sure you see where all these amenities are and you see the conservation easement and you see the type of things that you'll be able to do for not only your lifetime but certainly generations to follow.
I want to ask Kathy Roberts, my in-studio guest, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, who was at the reception that we had back in March that you attended. Mike, what were your impressions about hearing about Canyon Ridge and seeing the maps and all the pictures?
It was absolutely fabulous, and I want to be one of those people on the tour and have talked to some clients about potentially going up with us for that tour.
Well, that's music to your ears for sure, Mike. I tell you what, I want to remind everybody that if they want more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to the newly redesigned and fabulous website, very easy to navigate, lots of information. And that is called DiscoverCanyonRidge.com. Again, that's DiscoverCanyonRidge.com. And also you can contact me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. Again, that's 989-8900 because Sotheby's International Realty is very proud to be listing for sale the land at Canyon Ridge. Mike, good luck with the team. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much for the update. And we're going to talk about some fun things we're going to be doing in May the next time I have you on the program, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it. And, Kathy, I look forward to seeing you up there as well.
We'll see you there.
Okay. Talk to you soon, Mike. Thanks so much.
Okay, you bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, back to our in-studio conversation. That was fun when you came to that reception.
It was. And, I spent my summers going fishing and, hiking and, not so much hunting. My dad took the boys hunting, but...
Right.
Can you imagine living someplace like that?
Well, and wait till you see it. I was up there and took a half-day tour, and it was just incredible. But this May and June and maybe in July, we're going to be hosting these tours, and we'll be giving out more public information about that. So we encourage a lot of people to go up with us. Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, we talked in the last segment about this very special event, which I cut off there at the very end. On June 5th, Kathy and I are going to be doing a remote broadcast of all things real estate from Well, we know where the venue is, right?
Yeah, it's the classes take place at the Fact Art Barn, and it's at 1516 Pacheco Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful venue, a wonderful place, and that's where the kids take their classes, and you'll be able to see some of that artwork if you come out and see us that day.
And again, this is the Fine Arts for Children and Teens,
right.
Incorporated, a very nice nonprofit. They are the recipient of this major award being presented to this young, cute little girl from Española by the president's wife, Michelle Obama, at a White House ceremony. And that's a pretty significant sort of thing. And so we want to actually reward the kids that are part of Fine Arts for Children and Teens by doing this remote broadcast on June 5th. We'll have more information about it, but mark that down on your calendar. Kathy, let's switch gears a little bit here before we take a break, about a minute to talk about, and again, I'll tease the listeners about this a little bit, let you talk about it, but there was some important legislation that didn't quite make it in this last session of the New Mexico legislature. Talk about that.
We had a House bill, it was 419, and it was to repeal the rule against perpetuities here in the state, and that's basically the length of time that your trust can be in effect.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in business competition with other states where it can be 1,000 years, 360 years, or as in the case of Delaware, almost forever. And in this opportunity, it would leave your trust or whatever the assets are in your trust for a longer amount of time than the 90 years that we currently have.
So basically the bottom line for this is that, in essence, New Mexicans are at a disadvantage by having their trust with a shorter period of time. Because the whole idea of a trust is you're leaving it for your heirs.
That's right.
You're going to have heirs going on and on and on, and if it's only 90 years and you can be almost in perpetuity in Delaware, then people are going to be gravitating to a different state.
But from an economic standpoint, my hope is that we can bring some of that business to New Mexico.
Sure. Of course. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with our very special guest, Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
Hi, I'm Drew Brees, NFL quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, here with Bugs Bunny to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you fuel your body and your mind.
So what do you like to throw around the football like Drew?
Skateboard.
Play frisbee in the park.
Ride a bike.
Kick the soccer ball around.
Or dance in your room.
Just move it your way.
Because nothing makes you feel better than moving every day.
And that makes you part of a winning team.
So be a player.
You'll have more energy to do the things you like to do.
Move it your way and be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
That's right, at letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today I have as my special in-studio guest, Kathy Roberts, who is the Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. And we're talking about a variety of trust-related issues. Before we go back into our conversation, I want to welcome the well-known interior designer Annie O'Carroll to the program. Thank you, Annie, for joining us today. How are you?
Great, Ray. Thank you.
Well, now we're into that time of the year when people start thinking about spending more time outdoors and enjoying our terrific New Mexico weather. With this reality as the backdrop, what exterior design suggestions do you have for the listeners today, Annie?
Well, I wanted to talk about outdoor fabrics and furniture for a minute because the technology has come so far and the industry has opened up to so many possibilities that I thought it was a nice topic for today as we move into spring and summer and people start thinking about going outside a little bit more.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Well, the fabrics for outdoor use are made from solution dyed acrylics. But the technology has been developed so that the fabrics really mimic the hand of indoor fabrics like velvets, wools, chenilles. And I have to say you'd be hard-pressed to tell the difference between an interior fabric and something used outside at this point. I was working with a young family recently, and they had kids and animals, and they wanted to invest in furniture, but, you know, really needed to think about the durability, the cleanability, and it is an investment. And we used outdoor fabrics to reupholster their furniture. We used the outdoor fabric for window coverings. You know, they're washable, and they really should last for years. So it was very economical for them, and they really could see the practicality of it. So it's just there's so much available in world of technology now that it's really incredible when you start to see these sheer fabrics that could be on window coverings, you know, to divide rooms. There's just a lot of versatility to the fabrics.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking the word you said practical. I'm thinking strategic because with young children and pets, there could be a lot of mess going on, so I'm sure that mom and dad in particular are happy that they have those kinds of protected fabrics, both, as you pointed out, I hadn't thought about it before, but not only on the furniture, but on the window coverings. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it really does. And I wanted to point out, we have an amazing resource here in Santa Fe called Moss Outdoors. She's Gloria Moss is the owner, and there, she's in the rail yard area. And the other piece that I wanted to mention was just the outdoor furniture that we used to think about teak and iron as sort of our resources. And there's now a polyethylene product, which is a green product and made from recycled plastic.
Uh-huh.
And it has so much versatility in terms of color and shape and the weight of it. And it's just, it's really incredible. It's coming in whites and plaids and colors. And, you know, color for New Mexico is great. We have such a brown, neutral palette here. So, you know, I encourage people to kind of check it out and see what's available here in Santa Fe.
Makes a lot of sense. And my in-studio guest, Kathy Roberts, the chairman of Santa Fe Trust, is nodding very affirmatively here. So you obviously have hit a chord with her as well.
Good.
And her young son is with us today here in the studio. He's in the green room playing away. So maybe maybe you can,
Andy, she can come out to my place anytime.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, as always, like to make a match in heaven for all of our guests. And Annie, thank you very much for all these very useful observations. If you want to contact Annie for your own interior design needs, again, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo. Annie, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. It's a little chilly today, but at least it's sunny, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful out.
All right. Talk to you
soon.
All
right. Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management and with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. Also, Stevens, a consignment gallery, has been providing real estate, consignment, appraisal, and retail services to the people of Santa Fe and northern New Mexico for nearly 30 years. Realtors and their clients have trusted the gallery as a great resource for home staging, sales preparation, and estate sale liquidation services. Stevens has scheduled estate sales for April 9th off of Old Taos Highway, April 23rd off of Old Las Vegas Highway, one in Los Alamos on April 30th, and two more on June 14th and June 21st. He is a busy man. For more information about these estate sales, please call the gallery at 471-0802. Again, that's 471-0802. And then also watch for ads about the estate sales in the upcoming editions of the Santa Fe New Mexican. I want to shift gears a bit and actually tell you that earlier today I had the opportunity to actually speak to Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stevens, a consignment gallery, regarding some thoughts that he has about working with our real estate community on these estate sales. Let's take a listen to what he had to say. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the show. Now, you've been working with the real estate community for most of the 28-plus years that Stevens, a consignment gallery, has been in business, and you've been working with brokers and their clients on estate sales. Now, isn't this something that's really worthwhile doing?
Well, it is. I mean, it is for us, and it is, I hope, and I have heard from feedback from other from the real estate community that they appreciate our professionalism and our can-do attitude.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about, say, I'm a broker, as mm-hmm. I am, and I come up to you and I say, I have a client. They've either had a divorce or a sad situation. Perhaps someone's passed away, and my clients want to dispose of all the items in a property mm-hmm. that maybe their parents owned. So what's the first thing that you would do on their behalf?
Well, Ray, on their behalf, we would take a critical look at what the contents of the house is. This is a first-time meeting where we sit down and discuss their needs and their expectations, and that's our free assessment, and we're more than willing to set that up and go out to do. And then we, after we've seen and listened, well, then we pretty much can put together a way to go forward mm-hmm. with the disposal of the items that they don't want to keep.
And I suspect that on many occasions, or some occasions at least, doing an estate sale is perhaps not the route to go, and so you have an alternative suggestion for that particular client, right?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Ray. I think when people hear estate sales, lots of times they have these images that are conjured up of movies where they're having these country auctions where everything goes. That's not necessarily everybody's need.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we end up, once we go and look at what's available and we have a discussion with the potential clients, we discover that there's really not enough available in that particular estate to conduct an on-site estate sale. Then our alternatives to that option would be consignment or buyout. So there's other options that are available. That's why we love to be able to go out, do an assessment, and listen to what the needs are, and then give them our feedback, honest feedback.
Well, I know from personal experience that you've been very helpful to people in the real estate community and to their clients. So thank you very much for offering those kinds of services. Thanks for this very useful information today, Stephen. If you want to actually visit with Stephen Etri and his associates, simply go to Stephen's Consignment Gallery today at 2701 Cerrillos Road, or check out the gallery at our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Thanks a lot, as always, Stephen, for being on the show.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, welcome back to our live in-studio. You're live today.
I am live.
You are alive. Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, is with me, and we're talking about a number of things. And during the segment you just heard, I received a couple of emails. One of this goes back to something you were talking about before. Hi, Ray. Is Kathy opening up her June 5th event to other children to participate in? And this is from Sally. Thank you, Sally. What's the answer?
Great, Sally. Come on down and bring your children with you. We hope to have ice cream and other children's food. Is it peanut butter and jelly or whatever? So we'll have something for you to do and something for your kids to participate in that day.
And again, that's June 5th, and you've got the postcard there. The address is June 5th. It'll be at where?
1516 Pacheco Street.
Okay. So mark that down. It'll be a live remote broadcast of all things real estate, but then you're going to be doing activities all afternoon.
Absolutely.
And this, again, is for the benefit of a very special organization that deals with arts for children. And so, yes, Sally, thank you for that. Another question that came in. Hi, Ray. I've already sent my returns in to the IRS. Good man.
Great.
What should I start doing from a trust standpoint for 2011? That's from Arnold. Well, we talked a little bit about the IRS time right around the corner. What should Arnold be thinking about, Kathy?
You know, that's a great question, and it's a little difficult to answer without knowing more about what's in his trust.
Sure.
But one of the things we'll talk about is charitable remainder trust and charitable lead trust.
Uh-huh.
And so one of the things I'll offer is come on, give me a call, and we'll go over your trust document to see if there's anything that we can see or our tax provider can see that would help you for the future.
I just want to remind people.
And that's free.
And that is free. But I want you to go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and right on there on the page you'll see Santa Fe Trust. Click on that. That'll give you all sorts of information about all the products and services that Santa Fe Trust offers. It's the best way to get a hold of Kathy Roberts. But just for the benefit of Arnold, what's your phone number again, Kathy?
984-2700.
Okay, so thank you, Arnold, for that email. And good gentleman, the IRS is delighted you already put your returns in the mail to them, maybe with a check. Anyway, Kathy, let's shift gears here a little bit and go back to something you just alluded to a moment ago, two trust products. One is called a charitable remainder trust, and the other one is a charitable lead trust. What are they all about?
You know, one of the things that's important, I think, for most people is to try to leave some kind of legacy.
Yes.
And some kind of charitable giving is normal for most of us, or whether it's volunteerism or whatever. But when you're talking about your properties and, you know, being somebody who gathered more than one property in their lifetime, one of the things that you can consider is what we call a charitable remainder trust, where you can put an asset like a property that's paid off and then still take income from that vacation home if it's rented or whatever over time. And at the end of that time frame, the it can go to a charity. So you can already declare that it's going to go to the Fine Arts for Children or your alma mater or, you know, some organization that you're really passionate about and leave them that vacation home or second home or whichever property.
Mm-hmm. And in that particular case, they may decide to use it if it
That's
is a,
right.
if it's a useful sort of infrastructure, or in fact they can put it up for sale and
actually, right.
and bring some money, and there are no restrictions on how
The charity uses it, right?
Okay, that was a question on my part. That's
yes,
correct, right?
That's correct.
And then the other one is a charitable lead trust.
The charitable lead trust is a little different in that it is something that gives the charity something up front, and then you as an individual can still receive something from that trust going forward. So it's whether or not you want to leave something for the charity now in the charitable, you know, lead trust, or if you want to leave something as a remainder in the charitable remainder trust.
Now, when you say you want to leave something up front for... Is that going to be normally a cash contribution? I mean, you can't really leave property.
It can be cash if it's a cash-generating asset. So let's say it's a rental property or something of that sort. And you want there to be some kind of generation of cash. Otherwise, the grantor who puts that in that trust will want to put some extra money in there to maintain the property, et cetera, until it actually goes to the charity.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So these are two very good techniques that people can consider. And, again, if you want more information about how to take advantage of these two very nice products, get a hold of Kathy Roberts at Santa Fe Trust. Again, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Click on the Santa Fe Trust logo, and that will take you right to Kathy and her colleagues. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to go into our famous Open House of the Week segment and also continuing our conversation with Kathy Roberts, CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Stay tuned.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably... I don't know. Let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair. There's so much fire.
No. I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk. 1260 KTRC.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. And by the sound of that music, you know that we've come to our Open House of the Week segment. Before we actually do the segment, though, I want to tell you about a very special Kentucky Derby Day event that one of my broker colleagues, Caroline Russell, is co-hosting on Saturday, May 7th at the La Posada Resort. Besides having fun, enjoying a lavish Southern buffet and, of course, mint juleps, as well as participating in a live and silent auction, you can also get to watch the Run for the Roses. And all of this is going for the benefit of the Aid and Comfort Fund at Southwest Care Center. For more information, go to southwestcare.org or call 216-0319. Again, that's 216-0319. And have some fun on Kentucky Derby Day, May 7th, and help out a very worthy cause, again, the Aid and Comfort Fund. Okay, we are back at our very special Open House of the Week segment. And, again, this is brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Today I'm talking to a good friend of mine, someone who I have an enormous amount of respect for, someone who, with her partner, has some of the best properties here in Santa Fe, and she's sitting at one right now. I have Christina Bronco on the line with us, and she is at 6 Plano Arbolito today. Christina, how are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm
doing great. I'm here at 6 Plano Arbolito, and it is just gorgeous out here.
Yes, indeed. Tell us a little bit about the property. You know how this works.
Yes, I do. Thank you for having us in your show again. Well, Plano Arbolito is actually part of a community at Hearthstone Community on 48 acres with 24 households. And it has a community house that if you need to use for guests or a banquet, you're very welcome to use. The house, it has the main house is two beautiful suites, and it has the detached casita that is now used as an incredible library. So anyone would love to have an extra room like this. Of course, you know, it also can be used as a guest quarters. The house is a single level, and it was built in 2005, and it has a the views are just magnificent. I just think that you guys need to come out and have a look for yourself.
And the best way for people to get out there today, Christina, is how?
You go Tunnel Road all the way to Tunnel West. You take a left on Hearthstone Drive and then left on Plano Arbolito.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of open house signs. So just follow them, and you'll get right to me,
6 Plano Arbolito. And just one thing I'm not sure you mentioned, which I think is extraordinary, is the price of this property. It's listed at $798,000. Again, four bedrooms, three and a half baths, 3,000 square feet of home. That is an incredible buy, and in a beautiful location with a fabulous view. You're sitting on one of the best properties available today, aren't you, Christina?
Yes, indeed. I do have to correct. It is three bedrooms, not
four.
Four.
Okay,
bedrooms.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
I'm looking at the printout here, but that's always good to know. Even better, because those three bedrooms are even bigger than four. How's that? That's the way I like to spin it. Well, I'll tell you what. You can join Christina Bronco, who will be doing the open house again at 6 Plano Arbolito from noon. She's already there till 3 o'clock today. I encourage you to go on out there, take a look at this fabulous property, and a big hello to your partner in crime, your business partner, Jan Hamilton, as well. Christina, good luck today.
Absolutely.
I hope the buyer is on his or her way out there, okay?
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you
soon. Okay, good luck, Ray.
All right, bye-bye. Sounds like a great house, doesn't it, Kathy?
It does.
Yeah. Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust. We have about 5 minutes or so, 6 minutes, Gino, before we close out the show. We've covered a lot of terrain today, Kathy. Anything that you want to go back to and talk about for a moment?
Well, I just want to emphasize that, you know, for me in my lifetime and for a lot of others, a lot of your wealth is in your properties or your homes. And so when you're thinking about, you know, charitable giving in the future, I don't want people to feel like there's not a way to do that, leave a legacy, and you can still do that through your property. So,
right.
Yeah. I grew up with a World War II guy who said, buy land. They're not making it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, that was actually famous. Who was that? Was that who made that?
I can't remember.
I was somebody, and I'm showing my age. I can't remember who it was, but that is a famous phrase, and yeah. It's very true. They aren't making it any longer. I did receive another email, though, Kathy, and I think we already talked about this, but I think it's probably good to reinforce it as well. This is from Tom, and I think he was responding to something you were saying before. Does Kathy have a recommendation regarding the best kind of trust to use to protect real estate assets? Now, the word protect was maybe something that threw you off a little bit, but there are certainly lots of, and you mentioned them before,
there are
trust products.
Absolutely, trust products where you can place a asset like a property into a trust. There are lots of individuals who are interested in what we call an asset protection trust, and that's something that we'll be administering out of our new South Dakota charter that we've just brought online, which we think would be interesting.
Now talk a little bit about that. You mentioned it the last time around the show, but this is big news.
Very big news.
Santa Fe Trust now has essentially, this is
a trust charter.
A trust charter. Yeah, I was going to say a branch office, but it's more than that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a trust charter in the state of South Dakota. And there are some products that we can administer from a situs in South Dakota that we can't administer here in
New Mexico. And that's the advantage to the client. And those products that you can't administer here but can there would simply expand the portfolio of things you can offer your clients, correct?
That's right. You would still have access to the same portfolio of trust officers that we have, like Steve Bone, who's an expert in charitable. But, for example, when I talked about that rule against perpetuities, that has been repealed in South Dakota, mm-hmm. which would allow your trust to go longer. And when you talk about asset protection trust, that's one of the other famous products that we can administer there. So something like protecting a piece of real estate in a trust, it also can protect the individual. If you have a piece of real estate that you put into a trust versus it being in your own name when you're not living there, then it's the trust who is going to come against a lawsuit or something of that sort. So there's lots of reasons that people do that.
Yeah, and I want to remind people that Kathy Roberts and her colleagues at Santa Fe Trust actually have this network of trust-related professionals, lawyers, accountants, the whole
That's
nine
right.
yards. So for someone that is out there listening and they maybe haven't heard this before, maybe you don't have an accountant of choice or a lawyer who you can talk to. Well, don't worry about it. Kathy can offer up several people that can go and basically
we'll find one for you.
Kick the tires and test them out and
That's
see if
right.
it works. And again, you encourage people to give you a call because if they come by free of charge, you'll
That's
do an
right.
assessment. Tell them, and again, one of the things I think we need to dispel here, Kathy, is something we talked about in the green room, and that is that people, when they hear the word trust, they think, oh, well, that's for the uber rich.
People get a malaise over their faces, and it's not. It's for a variety of reasons that people will use a trust. And we encourage, because we are independent of a bank, we encourage your financial advisor to bring us your trust to take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have an attorney, you don't have a CPA, you don't have a tax preparer, we will find that person for you. We have a list of about 9,000 people all over the United States that we've, touched hands with.
Right.
And we'll find that professional for you.
And conversely, if you do have a lawyer
we'll
and accountant, you'll work with them.
That's right.
It's, you basically do it all directions. About half of your clients are outside of New Mexico.
That's
obviously
right.
The other half, again, you always point out to me how good my math
yeah.
is, are in New
brilliant.
Mexico, really. So that's useful for people to know. And the reason why I bring it up is that you've got a lot of different situations around the country that actually adds to your expertise, correct?
We do. In fact, one of our biggest trusts is in New York,
mm-hmm.
the state of New York, where we help someone who does trust for people who have development disablement. So,
mm-hmm.
There's a variety of things that don't mean you have to be uber rich.
Right.
We can help both clients.
Well, I want to remind everybody that Kathy Roberts and I are going to be doing a remote broadcast for the benefit of the Fine Arts for Children and Teens. This will be on Sunday, June 5th, and it will be at 1516 Pacheco Street in Santa Fe. We'll have more information about this as time goes by. Kathy, as always, I want to thank you for being on the show. It's always a delight to have you.
Thanks for having us here.
Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, and I want to thank her as well as all of my other guests today for offering some very timely real estate commentary. Gino Thompson, as always, and Gino's actually manning the video camera today for the first time. My producer and Kate and Debbie back at Sotheby's International Realty, thanks for giving our loyal listeners a terrific show today. Thank you for tuning into the program. Please call me if you need some help, 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
News and progressive talk for Santa Fe. Talk 1260, KTRC AM, Santa Fe.
CNN Radio. I'm Lisa Campbell. There is structural damage, lots of it, but no known loss of life in Iowa where tornadoes tore through Saturday night. The Red Cross has responded. Bruce Spence is in the town of Mapleton where there is widespread damage.
The whole town is without power. Main Street is a disaster.
To add insult, power is out over widespread areas. In Texas, fighting fires, and the state's Forest Service says conditions are ripe for one of the worst days.